The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go out into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took a seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. I don't think I've ever done this before, but I had this dream that lasted all night last night, and I got up this morning and I went and wrote it down, and I decided to include it in my homily today. It's because at the end of the dream, I had this sense. I'm not saying I heard a voice or anything like that, but I had this sense that what I experienced in my dream was only a glimpse of what was going on with the apostles on the day that Jesus ascended into heaven. This was my dream. I was in a strange city, and I had to walk from uptown to downtown, kind of like New York, I guess, I'm not sure. It was a long walk. The city was so large that the weather would change as I went along. Some region of the city had one kind of weather, and then it was dark and rainy. I was doing some kind of ministry, I'm not sure what, probably working with the poor in this place downtown. I couldn't remember later where I was because I used my maps navigation on my phone to get there. Afterward, I walked again uptown when I realized that I had left my phone downtown. No phone. I hadn't carried cash because the city was dangerous because I pay for things on my phone. I hadn't memorized any phone numbers themselves, because the phone does that for me. I was lost in a dangerous place, and I had no idea what I was going to do. So all I could do was try to retrace my steps. Nothing looked familiar because I had been looking at the phone the whole time, relying on it instead of seeing where I really was. I think I spent most of the night searching, finally being picked up in the street by good people who took care of me. They took me to a clinic, and entering, I remember noticing that it was completely different here, a place of warmth and light and caring. In the morning, the people gave me a tour of their facility and asked me if I would like to work there and help build this new form of healthcare as an answer to the broken system that is in our world today. And then I had this idea that this is only a glimpse of what the apostles were facing, because they didn't even have cell phones. In the Acts of the Apostles, the story of Jesus is presented very simply. Jesus tells his apostles, "All that I did and taught, all the instructions I gave to you, the chosen, I presented myself alive with proofs after suffering and appearing after my resurrection. Stay in Jerusalem. Wait for the promise." And then the apostles ask him, "Lord, are you going to finish this now?" And Jesus basically says, "You can do this." And up he went. And they're just standing there looking up into the sky. lost with no idea what they're going to do. These two guys in white garments, of course, come along and say, what are you doing? Why are you looking up into the sky? Well, at this point, the apostles were at a loss about what they could do. They had been given the numbers, they had visited the locations, but they were powerless to use all that they had been given. They were stuck. They didn't wander, however. They went into a closed room and locked the doors and prayed. Somebody sent me a meme in a text yesterday. It has a picture, actually the same picture we have on the bulletin today, of Jesus ascending into heaven. And the meme says, celebrating the day Jesus started working from home. He's not gone. After all, it's Jesus' spirit with the Father that comes to help the apostles. It's that same spirit that now literally permeates us. We are soaking in the Holy Spirit. Do you know it? Do you believe that? We are soaking in the Holy Spirit. God mounts his throne, and our humanity sits at the right hand of God in power. The second reading, may the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know the hope that belongs to this call. What are the riches of glory in his inheritance among you? And what is the surpassing greatness of his power for you who believe? It's very triumphal, this image of God sitting at the throne and Jesus at his right hand. And he puts all things beneath his feet and gave Jesus as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The reality is that this, if these words were said to any of us, me included, it's probable that I would not feel up to it. We aren't up to it. You might feel inadequate. We aren't adequate. We are adequate only in this, that the work of the Father, worked in Christ and fulfilled in the Holy Spirit, the one who fills all things in every way, this is the work that we are given to do. But the agent of that work is God himself, Jesus working from home. The surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe. So go into the world and proclaim the gospel to every creature, Jesus says. God will do the rest. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. His work is the work we complete, to be fulfilled in us by the Holy Spirit. And it is the Holy Spirit that puts us to work. In the end, it's a simple job that we have. Show up, pay attention, and let God work. We are all children of God who are given so much, such a great gift, and such a great place at the right hand of God. You have to admit it, the best seat in the house. The kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these, Jesus says, so don't complicate it. You boys and girls are about to receive Jesus for the first time in Holy Communion. And don't miss the idea that God gives his greatest gift to you who are still 8 years old, because the greatest gifts from God are the ones that God continues to work for us in him. Your work now is to get to know him through prayer and study and time with him and joining him at Mass as he makes his sacrifice for us to the Father that is the perfect and pleasing sacrifice of his own body and blood. We get to participate in this. And then as the fruitfulness of Jesus' work, we become him in his body and blood. And this is truly the greatest celebration of all. I also don't want the rest of us to miss the fact that God has called all of us to do this work. You might say, well, I'm not anybody in the church. I don't have any particular role or function. Of course, we're always looking for people to step up and fill those roles. But at the same time, I think that, first of all, we need to work on that confidence that what God gives us is perfect. And as that gift that we receive, especially in the Eucharist, we are empowered to accomplish whatever it is God's will is for us.